Salem. All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for December 7th, 2021. It is Tuesday, and it is 10:40 a.m. We're starting a little bit late. We'll call this meeting of the court to order. We'll begin today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to stand here before you confess our faith. We ask that you continue to bless the citizens of Jefferson County and the elected officials, the staff, and all those that call Jefferson County home. We ask that you continue to bless our service people that's overseas and here domestically that protects our right to perform this democracy. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for statements of qualifications for professional analytics services for airport pavement management program for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, which is fully funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program pursuant to Chapter 262, Text of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-3326. Item B is a request approval to release final payment in the amount of $9,305.85 to McInnis Construction, Inc. for Hurricane Harvey repairs for Jefferson County Sub Courthouse in Port Arthur, pursuant to Chapter 262, Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, 200.318-3326, and execute, receive, and file payment application number 4, which is the final application. Via addendum, item C is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file contract for a request for proposals for grant administration for the American Rescue Plan Act 2021 for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Government Consulting, pursuant to Chapter 262, Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR, Section 200.318-3326. And item D is consider, execute, receive, and file Sirius Printronics Maintenance Agreement Renewal from December 24, 2021 to December 23, 2022 for Jefferson County with Sirius in the amount of $1,558 and 41 cents. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Auditor, we have 2 items. To consider and approve a donation from Rio Morgan and Quinn LLP in the amount of $500 pursuant to Section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code for items related to the Family Drug Court Program not provided by the grant. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 489426 through 489595. Do I have a motion on those 2 items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A will be tabled. That's an item that relates to adjustment of the boundaries of voting precincts because of changes in the congressional districts at the federal level and the state representative and state senator, as well as commissioners' court precincts. We will be having an emergency meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court at 11 a.m. on Thursday to discuss with the legal counsel we've hired out of Austin with respect to redistricting. Of course, the county clerk, Ms. Goodness, and her staff have come up with most of the fixes, and so we're appreciative of all their hard work, but action on this particular item will wait until next week at least, although it will be taken before the end of the year. The next item, I don't see an item B, so So we have an item C and an item C on the addendum. So that should be item B there, which is to consider and possibly approve the reappointment of the following commissioners for emergency services to District Number 1 pursuant to Section 775.034 of the Texas Health and Safety Code, Place 1, Hoyt Simmons, Place 4, Robert Burnett, and Place 5, Mark Zambordino, by Commissioner Pierce, via addendum. Item C is to receive and file an executed intergovernmental agreement between the City of Fort Nations and Jefferson County regarding jail services. And that was a closed session we've already held. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have one item to execute, receive, and file a utility permit number 16U-21 to AT&T for the placement of fiber optic cable on First Street, which is located in Precinct 2. Do I have item B is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit 17U-21 to AT&T for the placement of fiber optic cable on Front Road in Precinct 4. And item C is to execute, receive, and file a renewal of pipeline permit 07P-21 to DCP Santana Interstate Pipeline Company for maintaining pipeline on Rollins Road and State Highway 24 in Precinct 3. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? First Street in Precinct 2. Remember where First Street is in Precinct 2, where's 61st Street? Okay, that's down there. That's Precinct 3, I think. It cuts across Dornball's property from 9th Avenue to Twin City Highway. So that's Precinct 3.
Yeah, that's 3.
Okay. Did I get a motion in a second? Yes. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Then we have addendums under the Sheriff's Department to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Matt Gardner to Hoover, Alabama on January 17, 2022 to January 21, 2022 to gain knowledge for digital forensics and how to properly operate a forensic analyst job. Students gain hands-on experience with lab management software, legal issues, and digital evidence. No cost to Jefferson County for this course, which will be paid for by the National Computer Forensic Institute. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm going to do that one there. I had them backwards on here. Via addendum, we've got the Historical Commission with one item considering possibly approved transferring documents on attached inventory from Jefferson County Historical Commission archives to the county clerk for archival preservation and digitization of a number of original pencil hand drawings of the ornamental exterior and interior stone and metalwork, as well as blueprints, original floor plans, and building elevations of the historic 1893 and 1931 courthouses and the sub-courthouses made by Fred Stone and his architectural firm. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And I think that completes our regular agenda items. Ms. Goodman?
I just wanted to comment that I appreciate you moving those records to the county clerk. We did get a bid from a preservation company. It was going to cost about six times our annual budget for the Historical Commission. And since we already have the other historic courthouse records in the county clerk's office, the Historical Commission thought it would be best to ask y'all to move those. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Goodman. For those of y'all who don't know, she wears kind of a two hats around here, as county clerk and as running the Historical Commission with Ms. McMahon. So thank y'all for that work. We're going to have a period of public comment, but I want to remind everybody in here that HEB has generously, again this year, provided us with cake for refreshments following Commissioner's Court today. So we want everybody to go out there and take advantage of the opportunity to indulge in that cake and enjoy yourself and bring pieces back to the people in your departments, because it appears that there's plenty. So now we have a time of public comment. If you're present in court and wish to make public comment, please approach the lectern and introduce yourself. If you're present on the phone, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. And we are now open for public comment. Okay, hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Any announcements by any member of the court or any elected official without our taking action? Okay, Patrick, you want to talk about meetings for the remainder of December?
So we have 14 coming up, and there's some discussion about having a meeting on the 16th or 17th. We need to not have a meeting on the 21st or the 28th.
Okay.
So 17th would, I guess, would allow us to post the agenda on December 13th.
Yes. Well, yeah, the 14th, it depends on what time we had it on the 17th. You could possibly have, so the 14th, up 72 hours prior to whatever time the meeting's held on that Friday, the 17th.
So you want to have it on the 16th or the 17th. And this is all to get us with paying bills. So we will cut off tomorrow at noon for the bills to be paid on the 14th. And we would open it back up. Process bills through possibly the 16th or 17th check. So, post Monday, we could have a meeting on Thursday, either morning, you know, Friday. What's the choice?
Thursday.
Okay. So, we want to do Thursday at 2 o'clock?
What time?
Thursday at 16th.
You talking about the 16th?
Yes, Thursday at 2 o'clock.
I thought you said 4 o'clock. That's what was scaring me.
Thursday at 2 o'clock.
So that.
Is everybody who needs things done by the end of the month till the
13th. Okay.
So that does away with the 21st meeting, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Well, I understand, and not having a meeting on the 28th.
Right.
We would need to have, and then the next meeting would be January 4th, and that agenda would be done that week before, actually, on that. Probably posted on that Thursday, probably, because we're off the Friday.
One thing, Ms. Loma, that I noticed, We have in a whole large, a lot of addendums. And at one time we said we was doing away with that. Please impress on them to get this stuff in time. Everybody have time. Come on.
So we'll set that as the plan. Or any other things that come up.
So nothing on the 21st or the 28th?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Anything further? Well, thank you all for being here today. All I want for Christmas is an end to the Exxon Mobil strike.
Yeah, no good.
All right, thank you all for being here, and we are adjourned at 10:55 a.m.
I see you.